Simmons, great in and out, and boom! Slammed it home over the Pacers.
Watch Simmons stand up Bogdanovich and just leave no doubt at the rim. 6'10".
Yeah! Yeah! NBA Straya! How you going? That's right, man. Welcome to NBA Australia for Thursday, November 8th. I am your host, James Clements. I'm a writer of Rolling Stone, Triple J Junkie, Red Bull Mag, and whoever else wants to pay me that sweet, sweet walking around stuff. And I'm here in Larry Elmer Studios letting you know who's doing what, where they're doing it, why they're doing it, and of course, who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball in the NBA today, mate? Just while repping Straya a little bit. It's what we do here. All right, so today's show covers off a huge 10-game slate of NBA action. We had some pearler games. We had LeBron versus D-Rose. We had a finals rematch. We had Hassan Whiteside and Anthony Davis going ham. Philly and Indy went hammering and tongs. It was awesome. So we'll cover all that with all the usual dumbassery, if that's not a knife, old mate, no mate, spud of the night, and better than Lonzo Ball. There's also, of course, as well as the unpopular opinion of the day and Outback Takehouse. Come get some flame grilled takes. And because it's Thursday, we've got a brand new Kiwi Corner with Stephen Adams. We'll preview and pick all of the NBA games for tomorrow, and we'll finish off with a brand new The Diary of Stephen Adams. Well, Kiora Brute's pretty sweet, eh? So let's get stuck into it. Got a lot of stuff to cover. NBA's back. This is NBA Australia episode 178. Let's go.
Hi, this is Ryan Brockoff, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
Watch out for the Shaq attack.
Oh, you better. Or what else can you watch out for today? Maybe the attack of the giant Miami man. Holy crap, Hassan Whiteside. But also D-Rose at the end of today. How good was that? Anyway, let's get stuck into the daily whip around. It's how we start every episode here at NBA Australia. So the biggest news of today was Mark Stein in the New York Times reporting that the NBA will televise the NBA All-Star Draft in late January. Yes! Give it to him, Marv. Yes! Amazing. That's awesome. Stoked. We'll talk about that more in ENR, but that's unreal. Just in a hint, it's going to be a bit of injury stuff. Woj is reporting that Norm Powell of the Raps is out for 4 to 6 weeks with a bung shoulder. Draymond Green is out for Thursday's game against the Bucks with a weird toe. And Rusty was out today with his ankle, may not play against Houston tomorrow. And meanwhile, Nikola Jokic, the Joker, was fined $25,000. For his remarks about Wendell Carter Jr. and using inappropriate language or offensive language. Derogatory remarks, they want to say. Derogatory and offensive language. Yeah, we'll talk about that later as well. Just saying. Oh, geez. All right, so let's get into the wraps for today. Had a whole bunch of good games, 10 of them. So we'll speed through it. OKC beat the Cavs in Cleveland. What do you reckon there, Stephen A. Smith?
Cleveland!
That's right, that's where it was. Rusty was out. Paul George, he hit a buzzer-beating three at the half with a giant assist from our big Kiwi Colossus mate, Stephen Adams, bro. That was awesome. Got a fucking arm on him, the big Kiwi. Jeez, you can hardly tell that like half his family are like Olympic shot putters or whatever. Anyway, Cavs scored 2 points for the final 4 minutes and 49 seconds of this game to basically gift wrap this for OKC. They got all the way back into it. Gave themselves a bit of a fighting chance and then crapped the bed just resolutely, massively. They shot 37% as a team. Chetty Osman left with a back injury in this. Tristan Everybody Hates Me Thompson had 10 points, 15 rebounds. We also had 15 points for the sex man, Colin Sexton, and one assist, which I loved because, I mean, why would he pass to all those cranky-ass vets on that team? The best part also for this was Jordan Always Hot Clarkson and J.R. Smith. Both went 5 of 17. Wow, it's JR and mini JR. That is unreal. Good job, gentlemen. OKC, season high for German Rondo, Dennis Schröder. In Rusty's absence, he had 28 points, 7 rebounds, crushed it. And actually kind of took over late and looked really good. So good job, Schröder. Paul George had 18 points. Steven Adams, we'll talk about him in the Kiwi corner. Jeremy Grant had 12 points, 8 rebounds. A lot of Ray Felton in this game, suddenly. You realize that without Rusty, you're like, oh, geez. Nerlens Noel had 3 fouls in 14 minutes, 0 points and 0 rebounds. Sure. So the Cavs are now 1-10. OKC, that is a 6-game winning streak. They're 6-4. Un-bloody-believable, mate. That is the 6th longest streak. Wait, sorry. It's 6 games. That is the 2nd longest streak. Use your words, Jimmy. Jesus. Anyway, so good job, OKC. Needed that one. Got it. Especially against the Cavs. Jeez. Speaking of needing one, Detroit finally get one. They win 103 in Orlando, 96. Magic, Aaron Gordon. How was this dunk? Had Aaron Gordon versus old Aaron Gordon, Blake Griffin. But Aaron Gordon gave us a mailman dunk. Mid-air, mid-alley-oop. Hand behind the head. That was awesome. Unfortunately, he only had 15 points on 15 shots to go with his 10 rebounds and 6 assists. But anyway, good job, Pistons. You needed to win this. You'd lost 5 straight. Good job. Yeah, 27 here for the Magic for Evan Don't Google Me Fournier. DJ Augustine had 16.7 assists. Sure. And Mo Bamba had 2 blocks, but also had only 2 points and 2 rebounds. Mo, we need more from you. Pistons, Blake had 20 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists. Andre Drummond just smashing it. 23 points, 19 rebounds, leading the league in rebounding still. Reggie Jackson had 15 points, and Stanley Spud Johnson had 13. So that was something, but it's weird because like you'd be like, oh man, Detroit are much better than Orlando. Yeah, nah. Magic are 4-7, Pistons are 5-5. So not a giant amount separating them, as you can tell. Weird game. Just an odd one. No one really seemed to want to be there, apart from really Andre Drummond. Anyway, speaking of things that no one wants to watch, the Knicks played the Hawks. Knicks won 112-107. Trae Young versus Tim Hardaway the Lesser. This was fun as hell. Hawks shot 40% as a team. Trae Young had 15 points, 8 assists, 6 of 19 shooting though. 1 of 7 from 3. He is 3 of 25 from 3 over his last 4 games. Yoosh. Amari Smellman was out there being the Draymond Green to Trae Young, Steph Curry. Missing a couple of shots like Draymond there for a while, but he ended up finishing with 18 points, 10 rebounds, 4 assists, and 2 blocks. Out there crushing it, Spellman. 16 points on 16 shots for Baze Gaze. 4 of 16 for Baze Gaze. Juice. And Taurean, the Red Bull Prince, came back, had 16 points. Good to see him back there. The Knicks, Hardaway the Lesser, had 34 points. Crushing it. Had a career-high makes and attempts from the line. 16 of 20. Unreal. 17 and 11 for Enes the Penis Kanter. And 16 points for Zoe Trier. Pretty weird to see the Knicks point guard rotation, though. Moutier hit the biggest shot of the night, basically to seal the win with 30 seconds left. He had 11. But Frankie Smokes out there with 14 and looked really good at times. So that's pretty, you know, a bit of grist for the old Knicks mill. And also Noah Vonleh, 11 and 13. Just quietly, not being too bad. It's good to see him get some run. So good on you. Hawks now 3-8. Knicks 4-8. Spurs go to Miami. We've got a 2013-14 finals rematch. Miami win it 95-88. Spurs, Patty Thrills Mills led all scorers with 20. DeRozan there almost had a triple-double. He had 18 points, a career-high 14 rebounds along with 8 assists. Crushing it. 19 points for Davis Bertāns as well, though. LaMarcus Aldridge, though, sputtered it up. We'll talk about him later. But, man, it was the Heat. Without D-Wade out there, he was out because he's old. No Goran Dragic either. Missed this game on the back-to-back after wanting to rest his foot. But Hassan Whiteside was the story here. What an absolute pearler of a goddamn line. 29-20-9. We'll talk about him later. 16-5-3 for Justice Winslow. 20 for Wayno Ellington. He went 6-10 from 3. On your Wayno. And Josh Richardson couldn't hit much. 14 points on 6-22 shooting. Get that on the big jobs though, don't you, Joshy? So Heat, they rolled. Absolutely rolled. Spurs just, at different points, it'd be down like 18. You're like, what is going on? This is wild. So Heat, 5-5. Spurs, 6-4. Don't know if it's at, you know, famed Miami nightlife, but I'd suggest that it was. Philly go into Indiana and punch the Pacers in the mouth. They win 194. We had Big Simo versus Victor Oladipo. Great matchup all the way through. Sixers took a big lead early on. Indy got all the way back, and it was a good tussle for the rest of the way. It was really good. Wick Dort had a season high 36 points, shot 14 of 30, 4 of 14 from 3. Yeah, tough one. Also added 6 rebounds, 7 assists. Domantas Sabonis, the Souvlaki King. Oh, had 16 points, 11 rebounds, 3 assists, and 1 massive cram over Joel Embiid. Unreal. We'll talk about that later. 13 from Bojan Bogdanovic as well. Not quite enough from the support crew, though, for Indy. As a team, they shot 39% from the field, 25% from 3, and that won't probably do it when Philly are on. And Philly were. This was their first road win of the year, which is wild. But they basically did it on the back of Joel Embiid, who had 20 and 10 with 3 blocks. Big Simo came very close to his third triple-double. Fourth if you count the one with turnovers. 16, 10, and 8. Dario the homie Saric arrived finally this season. 18 points. 6 of 13. 4 of 6 from 3 from the homie. 13 from Cove. 7 points, 4 steals, 4 assists from Fultz, not bad. Wilson Chandler back too as well, which is handy. And JJ Redick went 2 of 9 for his 10 points, but also had 6 assists. So, Sixers, they look much better today. Their defense still has got some holes, but when Dario, the homie Saric, their third, fourth best guy? When he plays well, they look just obviously much better. So, an underrated part of their season how bad he's been, shooting 34% of the year. Jesus, Dario. Come on, mate. Last two games, though, he's come alive a little, so good on him. So Philly moved to 7-5. Indy dropped to 7-5. All tied up there in the middle of the East. 4-5 seeds at the moment, which is, makes sense, I guess. Pretty cool. Denver, they lose to the Grizz in Memphis, which is a wild thing to say. Denver were absolutely cruising along and run into a weird brick wall of the Memphis Grizzlies, who sometimes show up and sometimes don't. Grizzlies win 89-87 because Denver, look, the Joker, Nikola Jokic, didn't take a shot until the attempted game-winning 3 at the very end of the game as time expired. What the fuck is that, Mike Malone? How do you not give Jokic, like, a couple of shots? Jesus Christ, he ends up with, like, 0 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals. Paul Thrillsap, he's sputting it up out there as well. I mean, that was pretty brutal. He had 1 of 7 shooting tonight for 2 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist. The Dartsman, Gary Harris, he had 20. Jam and Jamal Murray, 15 points after his 48 effort. Also had 7 assists. And Trey, not Donovan Mitchell-Lyles, had 16 and 9 as well. But man, they just looked real bad. I don't know what's going on there. Rough as guts, Denver. Bad night. The Grizzlies, so they snapped a 20-game losing streak where they never won if they scored lower than 90 points. Scored 89 and they won. In this day and age, at this time of year, in this NBA localized entirely in Memphis, this is what happens? Yeah. Gross, isn't it? I mean, that was just a rough as guts game. Tough to watch. I mean, the Nuggets shot 39%, the Grizz shot 42%. It kind of just sums it all up nicely, doesn't it? Anyway, for the Grizz, I mean, triple fucking J. We'll talk about him in a second. 27-3-3. Mark, Coach Killer Gasol, he had 20 points, 12 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 blocks, and 2 steals. Decided to show up for this one. Mike Conley didn't. 4 points on 2 of 9 shooting, 8 assists. The Brooks brothers, Marshawn and Dillon. 9 for Marshawn, 4 for Dillon today. And 14 points for slow-mo Kyle Anderson. Just a weird game. The Grizzlies pull it out. Nugs dropped to 9-2. Grizz up to 6-4 out of nowhere. Chicago, they go to New Orleans and lose to the Pelicans 107-98. Pels get a much-needed win. They stop their 6-game losing streak. For the Bulls, Jabari Parker, he had 20 points, 13 rebounds, but also just is a spud. 22 for Zach LaVine, which is good. 9-26 shooting, that's bad. 17-11 with 3 blocks for Wendell Carter Jr. And Juzzy Holiday went up against his brother, Giroux. And this is the best part. They shot exactly the same. Can you believe it? You literally couldn't script this. Juzzy Holiday shoots 6 of 16 for 17 points. And Giroux Holiday goes 6 of 16 for his 17 points. Giroux almost ends up with a bloody triple-double as well, though. He had 17 points, 10 rebounds, and 9 assists. Unbelievable. And for the other pals, AD, Anthony Davis smashed it. Finally came good. Goes 13 of 24 from the field for his 32 points, 15 rebounds, and 4 blocks. And Nikola Mirotic, hello! 15 rebounds, 9 points. 12-5-5 for Julius Randle. Pelicans, good job. Chicago, great tanking. Keep it up, man. We've just seen Duke, so you need an RJ Barrett ASAP or a Zion Williamson. So keep tanking. Tank hard. Tank as hard as you can. Bulls are now 3-9. Pelicans, 5-6. Good job, Pelicans. The Jazz took care of business at home for the first time this year. Getting Dallas on a back-to-back helped. The Jazz win 117-102. The Mavs, 24 turnovers killed them. They shot 39% from the field, had only 8 threes that they made. Luka Doncic had 24 points. So Barnes, the Black Falcon, 14 points, 5 turnovers. Luka also had 5 turnovers. Gross. DeAndre Jordan had 11 points, 12 rebounds, 2 blocks. Dennis Smith Jr. didn't have a great one, 10 points. Wes Matthews had 13. But tell you what, only making 8 threes, missing an offensive spark there. And he's bloody well sitting on the bench, Rick Carlisle, you dickhead. Get bloody Rowdy Brockoff in there. You flog? Come on, he's just sitting there. He'll launch a couple of long bombs and get you some points in no fucking time. Come on. For the Jazz, Donovan fucking Mitchell came back from injury. He had 23 points, 9 of 17 shooting. Ricky Rubio had 10 points, 12 assists, but shot 3 of 13. I'll talk about that later. Rudy Gobert, the French staffer tower. The French rejection had 17 points, 10 rebounds, and 4 blocks. Pretty good. Alec Burks came off the bench for 18, and Crowder looked pretty good too as well, 14 and 6. Jingles and Dante didn't quite crush it enough. Jingles, 6.6 assists too. We'll talk about them in the stream, player watch. But the Jazz smashed him. Mavs kind of came back in the third into the fourth, but Jazz just kind of put the hammer down and eked it out. No problems. Mavs dropped to 3-8. Jazz finally get on the winner's board at home. They're now 5-6. Raptors go to Sacramento. Kawhi came back for this one, and the Raps keep up their winning ways. The Kings, it was what, 114-105 for the Kings. De'Aaron Fox, 20 points. Buddy Steph Curry Hield had 24 and 9 of 22 shooting. He's happily averaging over 20 a game now, which is unbelievable. Love it. Big Willie Cauley Stein style. He had 24 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists. Looking good. And 13-3 for Marvy Bags after being blown by Johnny Charks over there at the ringer. Belly Belicha, though, had a spud game. 0 of 5 in 19 minutes, 4 fouls. Jesus. Rough as guts. But the Kings at least finally got Bogdanovic, not to be confused with Bojan Bogdanovic, back, which is very handy for their second unit. So look, even though they dropped to 6 and 5 with Bogdan back, who knows what could happen. For the Raps, Kawhi, he was back, obviously, 25 points, 11 rebounds, and man, Clamps Leonard just crushes it. He's such a goddamn game changer as soon as he gets back in there. 16-8 for Big Booty Kyle Lowry. And 21 points for Pascal Siakam, which is awesome. 14-14 for Serge Ibaka with 3 blocks, which is weird because he suddenly turned back to 2013 Serge Ibaka out of nowhere. Bizarre. The OG Anunoby and my name is Jonas Valanciunas both had 11 off the bench. Smashed it. Raps, man, unreal. As we said, Sacramento 6-5. Raps are 11-1. 11-1. That is absolutely wild. Good on yous. That is the best record in the NBA. Good job, Raps. Good job. All right, what else we got? We got last game of tonight. Oh, it was fun as hell as well. Lakers win 114-110 over Minnesota. Jimmy Butts came back. Got another look at what life could be like with LeBron. Reckon he liked it too. Mini. D-Rose, Rapey Rose over there, 31 points, goes 7 of 9 from 3, has 5 assists as well, dropped a very loud N-word in there as well, calling them some bitch-ass N-words, just throwing that around on you, Derek, Jesus, what are you doing, mate? Jimmy Butts had 24, shot 9 of 18 in his return, Wigo had 19 points, 5 assists, but big Carl Anthony Towns, the classic Carl Anthony Towns line of, look, I'm not going to call him a B, but he's a B, 13 points, 9 rebounds, 3 blocks. I don't know, man. Cat, they need you to take over if they're going to win these games. And when you throw in a 13-9 line, it's not enough. Lakers, Tyson Chandler's first game as a Laker, absolutely crushed it. Played 23 minutes. He was in crunch time out there as well and was amazing. The crunch time lineup was pretty interesting for the Lakers, right? It was Chandler, Kuz, Rondo, Ingram, and LeBron, which I kind of like a lot. Yeah, it's pretty good. LeBron ends up with 24 points, 10 rebounds, 9 assists. Kuz has 24 points. Hits a couple of free throws down the stretch. So did Josh Hart to seal it. He had 21. Ingram had 20. And Tyson Chandler, in his 23 minutes, had 9 rebounds and just looks amazing already. He had about 87 volleyball rebounds for offensive boards down the stretch as well, and pretty much helped save the game. LeBron actually hit a couple of clutch jumpers. Missed a couple as well where you're like, oh, if they lose this, we get to yell about how Kobe would have made those. That would have been awesome. But instead, the Lakers won. So Minnesota, they dropped to 4-8. 4-8. Wow. I think we picked at the start of the year that they would not be very good. And turns out, that's right. They've now lost 4 straight. Georges. While the Lakers, get back off the snide there in 5-6. Good stuff. What a great day it was. There was a lot of shit going on. So anyway, let's get to the NBA Australia Approved Performance of the Night.
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
That was a knife, Hassan Whiteside. Holy shit. He has 7 blocks in the first half, puts up this huge line. The best part is the only players to have that line that he had, 29 points, 20 rebounds, 9 blocks in a single game since 1983-84 was Hassan Whiteside tonight, and Hakeem Olajuwon on the 17th of December, 1989. Yeah, that's not bad. Holy shit. What a game. Build up that trade value, Hassan. They need to get rid of you, pal. So that was pretty great. That was an amazing performance. And look, Rapey Rose would probably get in there. He just turned it right on, got the Timberwolves all the way back into that game against the Lakers. It was basically over, and then Rose just hit a bunch of threes, and you're like, oh shit, it's on. But yeah, they didn't quite get over the hump. So I'll give that to Hassan. That was the approved performance of the night. There you go. Old mate, no mates. Let's get to that.
Old mate, no
mates.
Old mate, no mates.
Old mate, no mates.
Old mate, no mates.
Old mate, no mates.
Who's got no mates today? Oh, give me Jabari Parker there in Chicago. How is he fucking berating Wendell Carter Jr. for not getting up and catching the absolutely horrible alley-oop that Jabari threw him that was like, this is just like neck level, old mate, no mates. Jabari's like sort of giving him a bit of a shove and go, hey man, what did you go up and get? It's like, because you fucking piffed it like 27 meters above his head, you dickhead. Fuck you, Jabari, you nong. Man, if I was Wendell, I'd be like, you are yelling at me why, you fucking moron, and just maybe just give him a slight little love tap in the back of the noggin. Jesus, Jabari, settle down, mate. Need to pull your head in there, I reckon. What about Spud of the night, though?
Spud, 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 it is Spud of the night.
Spud of the night. LaMarcus Aldridge and Marcus Bellinelli. A couple of Spurs right there. 2 of 14 shooting for LaMarcus Aldridge. We mentioned it at the top. 6 points. Ouch. I mean, when every shot you're putting up is seemingly being blocked by Hassan Whiteside, though, it makes sense. But Bellinelli, 3 of 13. Jesus. So between the two of them, they go 7 of 27. Not great. That is a pair of spuds on the Spurs. And also, you know, honorable mentions go to Nerlens Noel, as mentioned at the top there. 3,014 minutes, 0 points, 0 rebounds. And Bally Belitza, after getting those balls tickled by the ringer. It's like, oh, he's going to be amazing. Oh, he's so good. Oh, look at him. Look at him. He's great. And yeah, 0 of 5, 19 minutes and 4 fouls. Not ideal. The panting of the night obviously goes to Domantas Sabonis, the Souvlaki King, pantsing Joel Embiid, like to the point where Joel Embiid's now no longer allowed to get a Souvlaki. Because Domantas is the Souvlaki King. Oh, yeah, I'll have combo meat. Maybe a bit more lamb in there than chicken. Thanks, Domantas. Yeah, thanks, mate. The Souvlaki King just beat the absolute bejesus out of Joel Embiid, and it was just a shockingly brutal dunk. He is awesome. I'm loving watching Domantas this year. So, yeah, Joel Embiid got one. You copped it. It was a bit much, but you got it. He got pantsed very hard. The good thing is, you know, Joel Embiid's going to take it really well. All right, let's get to better than Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average. You're coming for everybody.
Coming for everybody. Ah, it's better than Lonzo Ball / Trae Young. Trae Young today, it's 15 points, 8 assists, 6 of 19 shooting, though. Not great. 1 of 7 from 3. As mentioned, 3 of 25 from 3 over his last 4. And Lonzo, 1 of 6 today. 3 points, 6 assists, 5 rebounds, 0 of 3 from 3. Yikes! But we've got a couple of absolute pearlers today, though, from rookies. Luka Doncic with his 24 and 6 and 5. And triple fucking J, mate, Jaren Jackson Jr. for the Grizz. Was their best performer, basically, today. 20 points, 7 rebounds, 3 steals and 3 blocks, 7 of 15 from the field, and 2 of 5 from 3. That's right, Jaren Jackson Jr. shot better than both Lonzo Ball and Trae Young from 3 today. Absolutely unreal. They combined for 1 for 10. He went 2 of 5. Awesome. That is definitely better than Lonzo Ball and Trae Young. All right, let's get to Yeah Nahs right after these ones.
This is David Anderson. You're listening to NBA Australia.
Right, we're back. It's time for Yeah Nah, where we take a bunch of NBA storylines, decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. And number one, we mentioned at the very start, is televising the All-Star Draft, where the captains pick their teams, the best thing ever? Yeah Nah, yes, of fucking course. You may remember from earlier this year where this program yelled a very large amount how that would be the sickest thing in the world, and it was the fucking dumbest thing in the world that they didn't do it. Now they've sort of soothed everyone's feelings, mate. It's like, oh, we don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. And they're like, oh, yeah. So it turns out this didn't hurt anyone's feelings. So fuck it, let's televise. It's like, yes! No shit, you idiots! How fucking dumb do you have to think that people are going to get, like, they're all stars. Just like, fucking pick the team. Don't overthink shit. The best part is we all now get to see LaMarcus Aldridge's face when he's last picked. Or Blake Griffin as well. That'd be hilarious. Oh, geez. That's awesome. The best part is going to be like trying to figure out who the captain in the East is going to be. Is it going to be Team Giannis or Team Kawhi? And could you imagine like Kawhi out there just like, you know, giving us a bit of his weird fucking laugh? I mean, he's like nervous laughing. Yeah, I picked that guy. Oh, jeez. Gross. All right. Next one. Does their loss against the Raptors mean that Sacramento are frauds? Yeah, nah. Oh, nah. Yeah, I mean, I kind of think they are, but they are kind of fun frauds. I mean, the Raptors are the hottest fucking team in the NBA right now. But if they are frauds, Sacramento are very fun frauds. They need to figure out how to incorporate Mavi Bagues much better, obviously. But they are really weirdly fun to watch. De'Aaron Fox is just unreal. I love it. He's so good. And buddy Steph Curry healed. Dude, smashing it, bro. It's weird. All right, moving on to the next one. Should Nikola Jokic been fined? Should he have been fined for saying no homo when he's talking about Wendell Carter Jr.'s length the other day? Yeah, nah. Look, probably, yeah, but also nah. Like, I get it. In certain contexts, this can obviously be abusive, insensitive, inflammatory. And look, obviously the NBA wants to make sure that they get rid of derogatory and offensive language. But context sometimes matters. I mean, just next time you have to say pause. You know, or phrasing right after it, Joker. But at the same time, do we really expect him to be on like the cutting edge of like English language humor when he's like the giant Serb? I don't know, man. It's tough. Anyway, I kind of think he probably should have been, and it's deserved. But at the same time, I think we can all sort of go, all right, what? He's not being specifically like targeting gay people and like yelling at them and cursing their names. It's kind of just an aside. I don't know. Anyway, tricky last one though. Would, and this popped up a whole bunch yesterday because it always does when a college team looks good. Would Duke beat the Hawks or the Cavs? Yeah, nah. Oh, geez. It might be the fucking Cavs. But nah, come on, get the fuck out of here. This is like kids playing against grown-ass men. But I did say yesterday the Duke are basically the 31st fucking NBA team at the moment. Holy crap. So they might beat the Cavs on a good day. I mean, who on the Cavs is actually stopping Zion Williamson or RJ Barrett at this point? Jesus. The Hawks as well. I mean, Duke might even play more defense. I mean, they did fucking strangle Kentucky. Anyway, let's get to look at me, the unpopular opinion of the day.
Now look at me, please.
Look at me. So it's being like sort of bandied about. Scary Thierry Rosé is unhappy with his situation in Boston, unhappy with his playing time. My unpopular opinion, though, is I don't think the Celtics should trade him. I fucking hate this whole thing of, oh, no, you got to trade him now. And then you trade the guy for what? A veteran backup point guard? So during the playoffs, Celtics fans will be like, oh, dude, I wish we had a backup point guard, dude, who could actually hit a shot, kid. Come on. Just remember where we had Terry Rozier, dude. That kid was sick, dude. Yeah. Instead, like, you're going to be sitting there going, oh, no, we've got, like, Devin Harris now. That's pretty good. Like, get the fuck out of here. Like, if Scary Terry wants out, what, he doesn't want a ring? Doesn't like his playing time? I don't fucking care. Trade Marcus Smart. You keep Scary Terry because he's fucking good and he hits big shots when it matters. He's, like, the best backup point guard in goddamn NBA right now. So don't fuck with that. Ugh, hate this sort of stuff. Because you know what? It's all well and good going, oh, we'll trade it for assets. And then you turn around going, oh, assets aren't hitting shots in the playoffs. All right, welcome to Outback Takehouse. It's Thursday at Outback, and that means 2-for-1 blooming onions. No one knows what the fuck they are. It seems like it's deep fried onion, but we're going to serve it up anyway, only at Outback. And today's flame grill take is Kawhi Leonard will definitely deservedly win the MVP if the Raptors keep playing like this. And if you think otherwise, you're a coward. Only at Outback. Outback Takehouse. They think Kawhi's the MVP. Ah, there you go. All right, we'll be back in a second with Australian Player Watch and a bunch of other stuff right after these ones.
Oh, kia ora, Brews. This is Stephen Adams, eh, Brew? And you're listening to NBA Stream, eh? Cheer, Brew.
All right, we're back. It's Australian Player Watch. Let's get stuck in, shall we? Big Simo, Ben Simmons, as mentioned at the top, against Indy. He had a pretty good game. Almost a triple-double, 16 points, 10 rebounds, 8 assists, 2 blocks, and an absolute brutal cram on Bojan Bogdanovic that we posted the video of and you heard at the start of this here episode. Looked very, very good, did Simo. And looked in control, was able to play some pretty good defense here and there, but still got beat on the odd occasion by Victor. But it's really fun to see when the Sixers clamp in on defense. They're just so goddamn big. Like, between him passing dudes off to, like, Dario or Covington, like, how are you meant to get past? Jonah Bolden, son of Bruce, was active with the Sixers today but didn't get in. It was a bit too close, obviously. The jingler, Joe Ingles, in the Jazz's win over the Mavs. He went 2 of 9 from the field, 2 of 8 from 3. So ended up with 6 points, 2 rebounds, 6 assists, though, which is pretty good. 3 steals and 3 turnovers. Jingler's shot has been off a bit, as mentioned. He is now, 11 of 43 over his last 6 games. Tough. Dante Exum, Kangaroo Kobe against the Mavs, only played 11 minutes, had 9 points, 2 assists, 2 of 3 from the field, 1 of 2 from 3, and 1 block. I mentioned this earlier, Ricky Rubio is just in absolute bloody struggle town. And I don't know what we've got to do here to get Kangaroo Kobe, Dante Exum a bit more run. Because he's playing like a third of Rubio's points. Rubio shot 7 of 33 over the last 3 games. Dante has shot 6 of 10 in the same span. I don't know what else he's got to do, mate. His per 36 numbers are absolutely crushing it. Every time he comes in, good stuff happens, and Rubio's sputting it up. So, come on. What are you doing, Quinn Snyder? What's up with the anti-Australian bias all of a sudden? Get him out there, playing some actual run. Anyway, King Deli of Maribor and Kung Fu Thon, they've got their game tomorrow against Golden State. Patty Thrills Mills, as mentioned, led the Spurs in scoring today with 20 points. Also had 4 rebounds. Wasn't overly efficient, however, was Patty, but I mean, they were getting their ass beat. So he goes 8 of 22, 4 of 12 from 3. Yeah, bit of a tough one, but still led all scorers on the Spurs against the Heat. And finally, Ryan Rowdy Brockoff was the only Mav not to get out there today against the Jazz, even though they were getting absolutely pantsed. Again, just seems like there's an anti-Australian bias from some of these coaches. Aaron Bangers-Baines, look,
Celtics, they play tomorrow in Phoenix, so we'll get some more bangers action there. G League guys, Mitchie Creek with the Long Island Nets, he plays DC tomorrow, then Deng Adel and the Raptors on Saturday. Deng Adel, Westchester, and then the Nets the next 2 days, and Isaac Humphries, he's got Fort Wayne tomorrow. So let's go to Kiwi Corner, bro. How's Stephen Adams going, Ebru? So we usually do the Australian Player Watch. Let's check in with our favorite Kiwi, Stephen Adams. So last Friday, he had the win over Washington. He went 6-7 from the field for 15-3 with an assist and a block. Monday, big win over the Pelicans, 9-12 from the field for 18 points, 8 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal and a block. And then today, 9 points, 3-6 from the field, 13 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals and 2 blocks. Absolutely crushing it, Stephen Adams. Crushing it, bro. So for this season, he's at 14 points, 10.3 rebounds, shooting 58.2% from the field. Also throwing in 1.3 blocks and 1.5 steals, which is pretty good. Anytime you're sort of edging up towards above three stocks a game, steals slash blocks, you're doing great things. And I mean, for the year, look, he's right up there with the field goal percentage, just out of the top five, and in the blocks per game, same goes. Absolutely doing great things in the middle is the big Kiwi. On ya. All right, let's get to the Patty Mills Game Day Board, Game Day Inspiration Board, and some game previews right after these ones.
G'day, this is PDX Pete. When I'm not sipping on IPAs or throwing down voodoo donuts, I'm tuning in to NBA Straya. Fuck yeah.
Oi, 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 it's old mate Dally over here. That's right, Manny Dellavedova. And you're listening to NBA Straya.
All right, we are back. It's time for the Patty Mills Game Day Bullet, Game Day Inspiration Board slash Twitter check-in. And no tweets from Patty, Bangers, Simo, Jingles, anyone. So we've got a Ryan Rowdy Brockoff Insta post. And it was a pretty good one. Smile, it's game day. And the picture is him wearing a smiley face t-shirt wandering into the Jazz Arena. So there you go. That's inspiring as hell on you, Rowdy. We will smile today, buddy. We really will. And it was a good game day, even though your guys lost. But there you go. All right, let's get stuck into the game previews for tomorrow, shall we?
Game previews. Game previews. Inadvertent Bane with the game previews. We have 4 games on Friday.
Thanks, Inadvertent Bane. Appreciate it. Got a couple of good ones too. Houston at OKC. We've got James Harden going back to where it all started. Rusty, it's not been announced whether he's going to make it up for this one. I'd hesitate and say no. Looked like he hit the ankle pretty hard. You want to give it a couple of extra days. They've got a back-to-back now. Won't play for another couple of days after that. So this is the optimal time to rest it, you would guess. Right? I mean, sure. Why not do it? And I mean, Schroeder's doing all right out there in place of him. So they don't play again until after this game against Houston. They won't play again until Sunday. So yeah, they might be right. Probably sit him out. On the Houston side though, Eric Gordon practiced. He's still questionable for the game. So Houston are a bit undermanned as well. They still don't have Nene or Brandon Knight. Michael Carter-Williams is out as well. He's sick. So that's probably a good thing. But let's check the odds and do some picks, shall we? So, Houston at OKC. I'm probably going to go with Houston. OKC on a back-to-back. Let's have a look at the actual odds. Yeah, Houston 4.5-point favorites. I'll take that. Houston minus 4.5, I'll take it. I just think the Thunder might get a little bit hamstrung in this one. Just might be a little bit tired, especially without Rusty. Boston at Phoenix. Oh, will Boston leave Scary Terry behind? What do you reckon? There's not many teams out there that need a point guard. Phoenix are one of them. Will they offer up some interesting things for Boston? Can Boston get away with like another heist for Scary Terry? I don't know. But this should be pretty fun. We got DeAndre Ayton going as Al Horford. Booker going at Kyrie. Drop 70 on him, Book. See how he whinges then. He's always happy to whinge that fucking Kyrie. Boston, a 9.5-point favorite. That's a lot of points, but I will take it. Phoenix are not good. not good at the moment at all. So -9.5, I'll take Boston at that. Clippers at Blazers. This is a tasty one as well. Oh, how good's that? You got Damon CJ versus Avery Bradley, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and Pat Bev. That might slow him down. Zach Collins and Nurk versus Gortat if he's healthy. Montrez and Boban. And Clippers are 5-point underdogs. Blazers, I reckon I might take the Blazers in this. 5-point favorites at home. I'll take them -5. Yeah, I reckon they'll smash it. They've looked really good. The Blazers, we're going to have PDX Pete on soon to talk about them as well. And then finally, big game tomorrow. Milwaukee at Golden State. Golden State, 7-point favorites against the Greek Freak. You've got the Greek Freak going against the coward Kevin Durant. This should be amazing. And the Bucks +7. Oh, I can't pick them. I'm going to take Golden State -7. They are just on a massive roll at the moment, and they absolutely bloody well smashing it because they're awesome. They are very good. Oh, but without Draymond, actually, maybe it'll be closer. Maybe I'll take Milwaukee +7. Yeah, with all their shooting and stuff like that, they might better pull one off. Yeah, give me Milwaukee. Fuck it. It'll be a more fun story if they get close. Dig it. And you know what? That is it for today. Oh, yes. We're back tomorrow with more ridiculousness. In the meantime, make sure you're following NBA Stro on Twitter, Facey, Insta, all that good stuff. We're all over socials during the games. Check us a rating and review on iTunes, Google Podcasts, whatever podcast app you use. It really helps out heaps. Huge thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro music, but go check out their new band, House Hats. You hear I've Been Broken, their new single behind Yeah Nah every day, and it is an absolute rip snorter. So go request that up on Triple J, FBI, whatever radio station you listen to. Also, thanks to Fascinator, Ramshackle Army, Iowa, Sex Jedi, Green, and Dozers. For all the tunes that you hear in NBA Australia, give them all a smash on Bandcamp, Facey. Remember, NBA Australia supports Australian bands. And if you're in a band, your mates are in a band, hit me up. I'll play it. And that's it. Stick around for a brand new The Diary of Stephen Adams. Our big Kiwi friend is back. It's awesome. And we will catch us tomorrow, you dickheads. This is NBA Australia saying, later, Horizon! Oh, kia ora, Bruce. How's it going, eh? It's Stephen Adams here, eh, Bruce? Just popping in from my usual NBA Australia diary, eh? So, let's get to it, Bruce. Dear Diary, it's me, Stephen Adams, bro. Oh, but you knew that already, eh? Because you're my diary, bro. So, it's been a bit of a fun week, eh? We've won all our games since I made that pavlova for everybody. So, I reckon I've saved our season, eh, bro? But it's also been a bit chill around here lately, bro. Because little Russ, he's hurt his uncle, bro. No, not his uncle. Wait, his ankle, bro. Yeah, that's right. The one attached to his leg. So, he twisted it pretty bad, eh? Which was a bit of a surprise to us all, bro, because none of us really thought he could be hurt, eh? Fella's a robot, bro. Anyway, so since he's been gone, bro, everyone's been pretty happy, eh? So that also might be, though, because I cooked everyone fish and chips the other night when we had a day off. It was delicious, bro. I even made my friend Paul George catch all the fish. He loves doing that, eh, bro? So it was really good to make him feel part of the team. The weirdest part, that it was also the first time that my friend, Terrence, had ever had fish and chips, bro. I was all like, oh, Terrence, bro, but didn't you live in Adelaide, bro? And he's like, oh, yeah, bro, Stephen A., but all I ate there was McDonald's and pies, bro. Which is absolutely crazy to me, bro, because he's built like a 14-year-old girl, eh? Anyway, so things are good here in OKC, bro. We're playing well, and hopefully we win a few more games, eh? Maybe I'll make some Lemingtons this week, eh, or something for the team. We might even start smashing people even bigger. Okay, so that's it for this week, Bruce. I'll write to you again next week, eh? Okay, cheer, Bruce. Love, Stephen Adams, Bruce.